We're back, and I have with me Barth Krishnamoorthy.
You can call me B.
Okay. And you have a co-founder, Sean Vu, right? Yeah. And you guys have a pretty cool company called BusBot.
Yeah.
So for those people who don't know, what is BusBot? What do you do?
So what's interesting is BusBot originally did was a B2B solution as an analytics product for intercity bus companies like Greyhound or Megabus and many of these smaller regional operators to help them optimize their schedules and prices. And so that product is out in the market. We're generating money from it. But the reason we came to Techstars is because we're sort of pursuing this larger vision, which is to develop a product that enables people to go door to door on a single unified ticket, but postpones finalizing the itineraries until it collects all of the data on where people are coming and going so that we can optimize the schedules in real time. So that means you can start getting people from A to B much faster than it would have taken otherwise.
So for some people, they're like, wait a minute, hold on. You have a company that you're generating revenue. You're making a pivot. You came all the way from New York to Detroit, Michigan to come do all this. And so that can be pretty challenging or scaring, or you insert what it is.
It's a little hectic, right? It's good timing with everything. So we actually moved out of New York to Boston for like a month and a half for Mass Challenge, which is like another accelerator. It's a zero equity program in Boston. And then came over to Detroit for the Techstars program. And so it was like good to, change of pace. And
yeah.
We were suddenly surrounded by all these like super smart people, all these great mentors and like advisors. And so I think it was like a really lucky time to be sort of going through that pivot because we were able to bounce these ideas off of these smart people and get, feedback on where we were going and make sure that we executed this as effectively as possible.
And that goes back to you and I were talking about kind of, how do you be investable, right? And some of it comes from the environment you have. And so you get to be in this great environment. We're kind of biased to Detroit and welcome to Detroit from New York. But, getting to be around not just Ted and his team, but the mentors here, the other teams here, and then this ecosystem that Techstars has for the companies. And I got to imagine that's been of ton of value and great resources.
Yeah. Actually, just founders who are going through the program now or who have gone through this program in the past 2 years have been super helpful to us, like even more than most of the mentors, just because like they've gone through this, they know sort of what we're dealing with. They faced a lot of the similar problems and they've like made it through successfully. And so being able to draw on their experience has been awesome.
Outside of the theme or the focus of the mobility group here in the industry, is there anything you found is similar with these other teams or you guys have really found to be gelling? I mean, you're spending day, night together.
Yeah, I mean, like they're all kind of crazy people, right? So they're like, they all chose to do this instead of, something safer that was like more reliable.
Yeah.
And so there's definitely like, some shared, personality traits there that I think are easy to draw on.
What about what you guys are doing really gets you the most excited? And I know you talked a little bit about how you've made that pivot. What about this, why you guys came here and this connectedness that you're looking to put together around purchasing of a ticket? What about that just really kind of makes you be able to do that?
What kind of did it for me, my dad almost missed his best friend's 60th birthday because he lives in Northern Virginia. He's trying to get to New Jersey and he doesn't drive long distances anymore. And the alternative to, if you're going to make this 3.5 hour drive, is you have to find a way to get to this, the bus station, which is like either really expensive Uber or like piecing together these different modes of transit. And then the bus will literally pass New Jersey on the way into Manhattan. So you'll spend an hour going into, through the Lincoln Tunnel into the city, hour and a half coming back on New Jersey Transit, and then you still need to take a car to get the rest of the way there. So it becomes like this 8 hour trip where you've done all this research to find out how to, piece together this horrible alternative to driving. And we're like, okay, there has to be some way to fix that, right? You shouldn't have people, like my dad has been free to go wherever he's wanted his whole life, and now he doesn't want to do like a 4 hour drive. He's like stranded in the suburbs of the capital of the USA, right? Which is like absurd. And we started looking at sort of the bigger picture and we realized like, okay, in America, if you don't drive, you're basically stuck, right? And so Sean doesn't drive, so he's kind of stuck. And we're like, okay, can we fix that? And so that's sort of what we've been.
Are you telling me I'm not going to have to drive anymore if I get your app?
Eventually.
That's awesome.
Give us a couple of years and maybe $1 million.
All right.
We'll be there.
Okay. Very, very. So that's a pretty big, audacious goal to be able to do that. And it's an amalgamation of Uber meets public transportation meets airlines, yeah, train, everything, and you're connecting.
It's basically like a really big Uber pool for travel. And the idea is that you need to be able to guarantee someone that you're going to get them from A to B. It's going to be at least this good, right? It's going to take, you know, maybe it'll take 7.5 hours, but like we'll guarantee it'll be at least this quality, and it'll be really easy. That's the key thing. It's really easy to book this, to like do the search, and you get there. And as more people get on the platform, you're able to generate these direct services between locations that are normally not directly serviced. So that 8-hour trip becomes a 5-hour trip or 4.5-hour trip. So even like over here, if you look at like Ann Arbor to Cincinnati or like Ann Arbor to Club Miz, these are all like routes that take more than twice as long if you're not driving yourself.
Got it.
And so, you know, there's obviously people flowing back and forth. So if you can get them to sort of pool their needs, you're able to generate a lot more efficient service.
So there's obviously blockchain is becoming more and more talked about. Is there any application of that in what you guys are doing? Or
maybe. I don't know enough about blockchain to have like a very strong stance on it. I think it's really cool technology.
Yeah.
I think it'll probably become a part of a lot of things. But I think that there's probably an over application of the blockchain to just like sort of like any problem. You're like, oh, like let's use blockchain for this, or
it's
kind of like with AI, people are like, oh, we'll use machine learning for this. And there are some applications where machine learning is really helpful. So like with the original BusBar product, machine learning was very helpful for the demand forecasting aspect. But for the pricing solutions, a lot of times like a simple rules-based algorithm was sufficient. And so, you know, maybe blockchain becomes really important for this, but I don't know yet.
It's to be determined. We'll check back with you.
Yeah.
Perfect. So I think the last thing I want to kind of ask you before we wrap up here is, when you and I talked a little about being investable, when you hear that, what does that mean to you?
I think that it means you know, it's someone that you know is going to like, they're like relentless when they decide to pursue something, so that if they, because you're going to face all these obstacles and like all these like shitty things are going to happen, and if you're willing to just like keep going because you want something at the end of it, I feel like that's a pretty big determinant of success.
Perfect. Love it.
Cool.
Well, thank you so much for participating in the podcast, and we look forward to hearing more about BusBot and being able to do a one ticket to get everywhere and seeing if blockchain plays a part of that.
Cool.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You're listening to Be Investable on the Michigan Business Network. My name is Michael Melfi, and we will be right back after a word from our sponsor.